BBC Listen.
From Gobiosaurus to Guanlong and Parasaurophilus to Paxosaurus, get ready for a Mesozoic matchup in the greatest race of all time. Welcome to the Dino Dome! You've come to the place where dinosaurs race to see who can reach the finish line first, but it's never straightforward. The terrain is always changing, from slippery slopes to rambling ridgelines. Anything goes in the Dino Dome. I'm your host, Amanda Shalala, and let's make some noise for our resident Factosaurus, Tim Richards!
Oh, I'm as hyped as a hadrosaur.
Let's get ready to roar!
She's an ornithopod from the early Cretaceous. As long as a cricket bat, as tall as a llama, and as heavy as a German shepherd. She looks like a lanky goanna walking on its back legs. Stomp your feet for the thunder. Or should that be lightning? From down under, Fulgurithurium! She's a theropod from the late Jurassic. As long as a tennis racket. As tall as a chicken. And as heavy as a cat. It's another upright reptile. Clap your claws for the teeny tiny German. Compsognathus!
Let's call them Fulguro and Comps.
I like it.
Fulguro is much bigger, but they both look kind of similar, Tim.
Yes, they both have longish necks and tails, shortish arms, and they're both bipedal, meaning they run on their two hind legs.
So who will win, the flyweight Fulguro or the chickenweight Comps?
As is often the case, I think it will depend on the landscape.
Let's check it out.
You never know in the Dino Dome!
I see red dirt and dust.
I'm getting Aussie Outback vibes.
Is that an elevator?
Yes, it's heading underground.
Into a network of shafts and tunnels.
And was that a pickaxe sticking out of the wall?
And a staircase over there?
Oh, I know what this is. It's an underground mine.
An opal mine. This is Fulguro's home turf. Lightning Ridge, New South Wales, Australia.
So our racers will jump in that elevator. That'll take them underground, where they'll race through a maze of tunnels and chambers, then up that spiral staircase back to the surface.
Racers, on your marks.
Get set.
Dinos go!
Down they go. I hope dinosaurs don't get claustrophobic, Tim. It's looking pretty tight in that elevator.
Well, despite Fulguro coming from opal mining country, I don't think she would have spent any time underground. This is a human-made course, so neither dino will feel quite at home.
The elevator has come to a stop and Comps is out the door first. It's dark down here. I guess the miners wear head torches.
Well, Comps should be okay. Her eyes are big and her sight is sharp.
Fulguro is on her tail. Little Comps better watch out.
Well, actually, Comps is the more threatening dino. She's a vicious mini meat eater, whereas Fulguro's a vegged out plant muncher.
Interesting. There didn't seem to be many plants above ground to fill up Fulguro's tum.
Well, not these days. But remember, when Fulguro roamed the Earth, Lightning Ridge was closer to the inland Erromanga Sea, and the landscape that's now dusty and dry was covered in forest.
What was that? Where did Comps go?
Fulguro skidded to a sudden halt.
Is she standing on a ledge?
Oh, no. There's a shaft in front of her. Comps was running too quickly and fell straight into it.
I think we'll need to send a camera with a light down to find her. There she is! Comps! It looks like she's landed on a metal platform surrounded by exposed rock.
I'm not sure how she's going to get out of here. Those tiny forelimbs aren't for climbing.
But she does seem to have one, two, three claws on each hand.
They're for snatching and grasping prey.
Or pushing buttons?
Well, it's not really an area of inquiry whether a dinosaur has any capacity to annoy or bother other members of its clothing. It's an interesting thought, though, Amanda.
No, literally, pushing buttons. Look, there's a control panel on the edge of the platform. Do you think she can work out which button to push?
Surely not.
Fulgaro is watching from above.
Fulgaro appears to be calling down the shaft.
Comps has spotted the control panel and is pushing the buttons. I think she's figured it out.
That's it. Up, and...
Hang on. Do you think Fulgaro was explaining to Comps what to do?
Oh, look, that's a lovely theory, but we don't know much about Fulgaro, to be honest. We only have a very small fossil sample, a piece of her thigh bone.
So, what I'm hearing is, it's definitely possible that Fulgaro was some sort of hero herbivore and master communicator, capable of rescuing carnivores stranded in abandoned mineshafts?
I mean, anything goes, I guess.
Comps is back in the tunnel network and is wasting no time by thanking the friendly Fulgaro.
Fulgaro's cleared the shaft and is chasing Comps. She has an impressive stride length.
Yeah, Comps has the quicker cadence, but Fulgaro's catching up with those longer legs of hers.
Well, maybe Fulgaro's name, Lightning Beast, comes from her speed rather than her hometown.
What does Comps mean?
Elegant jaw.
Huh. What makes a jaw elegant?
Well, I mean, it's a sharp, appealing shape, I guess.
Pretty.
Can a jaw be pretty? I don't know.
Forget Comps' jaw. Look at the walls, Tim.
Opals. Oh, the colours. Blue, white, red, green, purple, pink.
The glimmer. The glow.
The dinosaurs have slowed right down. They're taking in the sparkly spectacle as they pass through the tunnel.
The miners really missed an impressive opal haul here.
Well, maybe we could come down and do a little fossicking after the race, Amanda.
Ooh, anything goes.
Back to the action. Fulgaro's in front as they pass through the opalescent corridor and round a corner.
Comps is coming up on the inside. Ooh, she ran straight through Fulgaro's legs.
An advantage of being teeny tiny.
Comps is taking the next corner with ease. Wait, there's a fork in the tunnels.
Ooh, which way will she go, right or left?
Here comes Fulgaro.
Comps has taken off to the right. Will Fulgaro follow?
No, she's gone left.
I'll track Comps while you keep your eyes on Fulgaro.
Good idea. Fulgaro's running confidently through her tunnel.
Comps is whizzing through hers too.
Whoa, Tim, check this out.
I can't. I'm watching Comps.
Trust me, you won't regret it. Fulgaro's tunnel is...
covered in rainbows.
And we thought that last tunnel of opals was impressive. This one is just breathtaking.
Fulgaro's tunnel is lined with the elusive black opal. A funny name because it's actually multicoloured and the most brilliant, beautiful specimen everyone hunts for in Lightning Ridge.
What is Fulgaro doing?
It looks like she's scratching the wall.
I think she's trying to get that black opal, Tim.
What would a dino want with opal?
Maybe she's just like us, mesmerised by shiny things.
I need to get back to monitoring Comps. She's... Where has she gone now?
I'll help you find her. Maybe she's behind that... What is that? A trolley?
Ah, it's a minecart on wheels, used to transport things like tools or rocks underground.
Tim, why is it moving?
I don't know. It's not motor powered.
Comps! Her head Kate just popped up from inside the cart. She's riding it through her tunnel.
Like a roller coaster.
Whee! As fun as that looks, I'd better get my eyes back on Fulgaro. Ugh, she's still scratching for Opal.
Go, cops! The stairwell out of the mine isn't too far away.
Fulgaro, forget the black Opal. Get back in the race. All that scratching from Fulgaro has made part of her tunnel collapse. There's a huge pile of rocks, albeit pretty sparkly rocks, blocking her path.
There's drama here too. Comps has crashed into a wall of her tunnel with her minecart, and it's flipped right over. She's stuck underneath.
Fulgaro is kicking the rocks out of her way like footballs. I don't think you're quite ready for a place on the Matildas, Fulgaro.
But this could be all over for Comps. She's well and truly stuck under the cart.
Right, Fulgaro is turning around and backtracking.
She's heading all the way back to the fork in the tunnel, where she's separated from Comps.
I think she can hear Comps crying, but why would she help?
All I can put it down to is good old-fashioned early Cretaceous hospitality.
Fulgaro is running through the tunnel, following the sound of Comps.
She's under the cart, Fulgaro.
I guess she's kicking the cart because her arms are so small.
Yeah, I wonder why she's not using her hands. Her claws appear to be curled up.
You did it, Fulgaro!
Comps is free!
And running straight for the stairs.
Ah, oh, poor Fulgaro. What an ungrateful little mate you have there.
Comps is swirling up that spiral stairwell like a whirlwind.
Fulgaro's jogging behind her. She doesn't seem to be in a hurry.
Just a few more steps.
Winner!
Comps is out of the mine and across the finish line.
Fulgaro's second and completely unfazed. In fact, what is going on with her hands? Is there something in her claws?
It's a black opal. Ah, she's been holding on to it since that rock collapse in her tunnel.
Almost as sought after as the Dino Dome Cup. Speaking of which, you head down to the finish line while I run our domers through an action replay, Amanda. Our dinos entered the course via an elevator before Comps took off and quickly fell down a shaft. With a little instruction from Fulgaro, she pushed some buttons to hoist herself out. Both dinos were bedazzled by a corridor of opals before going their separate ways. Fulgaro went one way for a fossick, while Comps went the other in a minecart that flipped, trapping her inside. Fulgaro came to the rescue again, freeing Comps, but clutching an elusive black opal for the final stretch. An oblivious Comps ran ahead and up the spiral staircase to take the win.
Thanks, Tim. I'm here with Comps to present the trophy and...
Amanda.
Hey, it wasn't me this time. Comps tried to grab the trophy with those little arms, but she fumbled and it fell down the stairwell. Actually, I might go down and chase it, definitely. Just getting the trophy, not anything else, down there in the opal mine.
Oh, of course. I might come down and help you get the sparkly, expensive trophy. Just the trophy, you know, nothing else.
And we'll see the rest of you domers next time for the greatest race of all time. Wait for me!
No dinosaurs were harmed in the making of Dino Dome as they're all extinct. Therefore, all sounds were made by animals and people, including elephants, goats, honey badgers, and pugs. Yes, pugs.
Dino Dome is an ABC Kids Listen podcast. For more great podcasts to play, music to move, and stories and soundtracks for sleep, download the ABC Kids Listen app for free from your app store.